Don't give up. Keep fighting. Hang in there. One more time. We've all heard at least some of those, probably said them to ourselves. Just keep going, one foot in front of the other, even when each of those steps can bring pain unlike anything we ever imagined. But the human body is tough. I know. I've put mine through a lot, as have most of you. I think the toughest part of this march isn't the physical act of taking that next step. It's mental. Finding the will to keep going when your brain is screaming, enough. Sometimes it's enough pain. You just want it to stop. But most of the time, what I see in so many of the notes you send in, it's fatigue. It all gets so tiring. It's all the appointments. It's trying to maintain as much of our normal lives as we can. It's the bombardment of bad news. It's the weight of our own thoughts and fears. Just carrying all that can be so exhausting. And it's a kind of exhaustion that no nap, no amount of sleep, can ever fix. As I said recently, I have never run a marathon, have no plans to. But I have to think that when you first start out, when you cross the starting line, knowing how far you have to go must add 10 pounds to each foot. So how do we keep going? How do we get up each day and face the drugs or the radiation or the surgeon's knife? I guess it's just will, along with a bit of stubbornness. So many people say, I don't know how you go through all that. All that is the disease, of course. But one of the things cancer has taught me is that I'm just tougher than I ever thought. And I thought I was pretty tough before. I can endure hardship, rough conditions, little or no bad food. I've been shot at, tear gassed, shelled, beaten. But it took a year and a half of facing this disease to teach me what toughness really is. Being tough doesn't mean you can beat up the other kids at recess. It means you can persevere, you can get knocked down, and get back up again. Maybe a little bruised, maybe moving a little slower than you did before. A good friend of mine, a cameraman who's seen his share of bad times, used to say that sometimes you just have to take a beating. There's nothing you can do to avoid it, so you just absorb the body blows, and then you get up. So as a group, we may not look it, especially on bad days. We may have lost weight, lost our hair, lost a step. But inside, we know we're some of the toughest kids on the block. We have to be.